We're here with Travis Dolter today. Travis is going to be playing Country Thunder this weekend. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I am doing good. It's beautiful outside. It's going to be another scorcher, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a heat warning going on, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's nice that there's air conditioning in here.
Yeah, exactly. My apartment doesn't have AC, so I think I have three fans going in there right now.
Well, the more the better, I would say, probably. Yeah. So you are playing Country Thunder this weekend. It's a big festival. I'm sure everybody in Calgary knows about. What's your summer been like before that?
It's been jam-packed. I think nearly every single weekend I've had either one or two shows, and then throughout Stampede was pretty busy, a lot of triple headers and stuff like that, playing Ranchman's a couple times, and it's been a lot of fun, but it's been really busy, and then join that with working on the farm, and then also as an educational assistant for a little while, and having a girlfriend also that I need to see at some point.
Do you sleep? That's what I want to know.
You know, I dabble with it. I try it every once in a while, but...
Well, we were talking earlier. You said you're going to the university right now. So you're also a university student. You play on the university soccer team, which is incredible. I don't know how you do so many things. How do you find time to write songs?
I'm really fortunate to have really supportive parents. Like they help me out with my rent a little bit, right? So that I do have time that when I'm here, I can really focus on meeting up with artists and getting some songwrites in. Usually I'd be on the combine or on the swath or this time of year from sun up to, well, past sundown. But, you know, that's the thing with having to be here for training camp. I get a little bit of time away from that to really focus on my music. So those little moments that I get, I really need to buckle down and
take put advantage to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're an Alberta boy. Where did you grow up?
It's a small town called Hay Lakes. Most people have never heard of it in their life. It's between Camrose and Edmonton along Highway 21 there. So,
you know, I think I've driven by there. You know, I grew up in Red Deer. So I played hockey when I was younger and we played all up in that area too. So I may have driven by there more than once.
Yeah, it's not even a town actually. It's just the village of Hay Lakes. So it wasn't even paved until I hit grade 12.
Is there a sign there though that says Hay Lakes?
Yes. Okay, yeah, it's there's a sign on each side of town. Usually it's promoting a bonspiel.
Okay.
I mean, this time of year, probably a ball tournament, but usually a bonspiel.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to actually meet your mom, I think 2 years ago or 1 year ago at the Alberta Showcase. And she was telling me a little bit about you because she had a booth set up for your bookings and stuff, which is a great opportunity for artists. If anybody out there hasn't had the opportunity, go check out the Alberta Showcase with the Alberta Touring Arts Alliance because they do good work for artists. But in talking to her, I found out that you and I kind of had a similar background because I grew up playing in a family band with my dad. And I hear that's what you did as well, only you played mainly Ukrainian music.
Yeah, I started singing on stage when I was 5 in Ukrainian and kind of progressed to being the front man of the band when I was about 13. I started playing lead guitar and singing most of the country and rock because we do quite a variety, right, at those Zabavas. And even now I'm playing for Vohan Dine and Dance on November 4th. That's up in Edmonton. That's my sister's Ukrainian dance group. They hired me, so my band is going to do it, but then I'm going to invite my baba, that's grandma.
Yeah.
She plays the accordion and sings, and then my mom plays a saxophone and violin and sings, and we'll have like a 7-piece band for that show because we're going to have them join us, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's incredible. And what was it like for you growing up in a musical household?
It was fun, right? Because like every single time we would have a get-together, any type of family gathering, we would end up going downstairs to the basement. Everybody picks up an instrument and we just kind of jam like, oh, well, what do you want to play? Oh, okay. And my baba, she's actually in the Dauphin. We were just talking about Dauphin, the Ukrainian festival they have there. Yep. She's in the Ukrainian Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
The Ukrainian Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And then also in the Vegreville Music Hall of Fame too for what she's done for Ukrainian music. It's actually the Polka Ramblers are the longest tenured polka band in Alberta right now.
Wow.
Because like my Bob is getting to, she's over 80 now and still playing that accordion all night. So,
well, that's incredible. You kind of come from this almost royalty background in Ukrainian music. That's awesome. What kind of drove you towards country music? When did you veer away from like the family business?
Well, I started my own band when I was 14. Yep. So that was mainly doing country rock and roll. I didn't really write a song until I was 17. And I was asked to be the MC for my grad class, and my grad class was 15 people, right? Because Hay Lakes Village. And I wrote this song called Good Friends. I'd never written a song before, played it, just surprised my class for it, girls teary-eyed, right? Like everybody was emotional about it. got a lot of great responses. And I thought, huh, well, that was pretty fun to like be able to touch people with a song that I wrote myself, not just playing a cover.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try and do that more. And during my entire first year at University of Alberta Augustana in Camrose, I think all I did was write songs. It was crazy. I just would constantly be in my room, possibly with a beverage and just go to town, right?
Songwriting is a craft, and it takes a long, for some people it takes a long time, and I've heard many songwriters say they throw away more songs than they keep. So what has been your favorite song that you wrote so far?
I think I'd got to say that'd be Checkered Flag.
Checkered Flag.
Yeah, when I was younger, I actually used to race stock cars from when was 12 to when
You're like
I was
the most interesting man alive. It's like that commercial.
Dos Equis. Well, until I was 16, I was racing these stock cars, and my sister actually took over. She started racing them too after. And like I said, supportive parents, my dad was the crew chief and all that. And I felt like once I finished racing, that was a pretty good analogy for my life, is that I was still chasing that checkered flag. I'd try to do things too fast, try and talk too fast. You know, my parents would say I try and combine too fast. And just kind of kept on going from there. And that's probably my favorite song I've written to date.
What can people expect from your show at Country Thunder this Friday?
Yeah, so we're playing from 6:30 till 7, and you can just expect a lot of energy and perhaps a duck or two. You'll have to come to see what I mean about that. And we have a lot of ducks to give, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, just a lot of upbeat music. We're going to try and bring the party. Obviously, we're getting people ready for Midland, going on the main stage at 7, and then John Party after them. So, you know, just got to ramp it up. I mean, it's supposed to be a little wet, but, you know, we'll bring the heat anyway, so it'll be all right.
Well, I always say that the forecast is more like a guess anyways. So.
Oh, yeah. Guesstimate for sure.
Well, I saw you brought your guitar. Why don't you play a song for the listeners and give them a little preview of what they can expect during the show?
Yeah, you bet.
When I was 12, I began to race around the track like stroker race, burning rubber gasoline. Did that till I was 16, got my license feeling free, done high school and my degree. That still wasn't enough for me. I know I'm trying to live too fast, as time goes by, today becomes the past. So I'm still chasing that checkered flag. Round and round it goes so fast, I'm jet lagged. Might slow down, want some more, but for now. Green lights roll out in front of me. Each one a year that I pass at light speed. Maybe once they'll learn what the left pedal's for. But right now, my foot's to the floor. Done chasing cars, now chasing girls. Stepped off into the real world. Getting older every day, but I know it goes that way. Heartbeat feels like a clock, second wasted tick-tock. Guess that's why I can't stop. I know I'm trying to live too fast. What can I say besides the fact that I'm still chasing that checkered flag? Round and round it goes so fast, I'm jet-lagged. Might slow down, want some more, but for now. Green lights roll out in front of me. Each one a year that I pass at light speed. Maybe once they'll learn what the left pedal's for. But right now my foot's to the floor. A lot of miles to go until the white flag. I'm feeling fine. Before I'm 6 feet under that finish line. Still chasing that checkered flag. Round and round it goes so fast, I'm jet lagged. Might slow down, want some more, but for now. Green lights roll out in front of me. Each one a year that I pass at light speed. Maybe once they'll learn what the left pedal's for. But right now my foot's to the floor.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Before we go, why don't you tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Trent. And yeah, you can find me on all my socials at my website, travisdalter.com. Or if you were more interested in Instagram or anything like that, it's Travis Dalter Music.
Right on. You heard it here. Check out Travis Dalter Music and check him out this Friday at Country Thunder.